Hey there, podcast world. I'm the Mr.
And I'm the Mrs.
Welcome to The Naked Truth,
the podcast where we lay it all bare, literally and figuratively.
That's right. We're here to talk about real stuff, the nitty-gritty of life.
And we mean everything, from parenting to relationships, mental and physical growth, recipes, financial stories, and much more.
But here's the twist. We're recording this podcast while laying in the bed, completely nude.
Yep, you heard that right. No scripts, no filters, just us and the naked truth.
But before we dive in, a quick disclaimer. Things might get a bit crude and not safe for work, but hey, it's all in good fun.
So let's grab a seat, or strip down if you dare, and let's get naked. I am the Mrs.
And in this episode, we've got a couple little notes. We can just do a little introduction, a little origin story, a little getting to know us, a little bit about the theme and the whole naked vibe thing, and then we'll kind of end it out with a little teaser for the next episode that'll be a little more factual, detail-based.
On benefits of hanging out nude.
Yep.
All right, so I'm going to start out with a little brief introduction of myself. I am the Mrs., and we have been married for over 10 years, both in the 40 and over club, and have two offspring of our own that we'll refer to throughout the episodes as Thing 1 and Thing 2. It gets a little crazy around our house at times, and we're just excited to be sharing those crazy experiences with you.
Yeah, it's entertaining, to say the least. So I guess we can kind of move on to the next point that was kind of the inspiration behind The Naked Truth. And, I don't know, for me, I just kind of thought, what's a better way of just being raw? Like, it's not all perfect and pretty and, you know, whatever. A lot of times you listen to stuff and they tell you just the roses, but we figured we'd kind of throw in the good, the bad, the indifferent. Funny.
All of it, really. Yeah. Naked Truth to me also just kind of means we want to be real, authentic. We like being transparent. We just get sick of, we don't want to be painting the picture perfect family that everyone tries to portray on social media these days. You know, that's just not what we want to be. We want to give our listeners our real world experiences and make everyone feel comfortable. And just be able to be relatable to others that are listening to our shows.
I mean, because really, at the end of the day, everybody just likes to be naked.
True.
Right. All right.
Less laundry.
Right. Well, I don't know about that. We tend to still have a metric shit ton of laundry.
Yes, we do. So, Mr., would you like to share the moment that we came up with our podcast idea? Because that was mainly you that came to me with the approach.
Well, okay. So me and you have talked about a lot of times that I think we have a very unique way of just living in general, mm-hmm. handling, you know, challenges, and we do really, really good together with it. Like, there's hardly ever... I don't know of anything that we haven't been able to kind of overcome and come through. And you just hit your mic.
Sorry about that.
That's fine. I'll attempt to edit that out. And I was like, man, you know, because I talked about like, maybe we could write an app, we could do this stuff, because I felt like we had some value just not being professionals, you know, like educated through like some type of counseling. It's just real life experience, and that there's got to be some other people out there that we could relate and give some real advice to that's actually doable. And I don't know, I was just like, we both listen to podcasts a lot, and this is a good excuse for us to hang out and maybe figure out a way to reach out to a few people.
Yeah, for sure. So some of our challenges, though, leading up to recording our first introductory episode would be just first off the ridiculousness.
I'm not editing that out.
Just hanging out naked and recording a podcast, you know. That's the first thing. Also, trying to get thing one and thing two to occupy themselves for long enough for us to finish said podcast. That is going to be our first challenge. Also, we talked about, you know, we really kind of set this up where no guest, we couldn't really have a special guest at any time unless they wanted to come hang out with us in our bedroom naked, which we're not really into. So I don't know, maybe we could have a call in every once in a while, but as far as a special guest interview,
a nudie Zoom,
we kind of ruled that one out. So I guess it's just us guys. You get to listen to us.
And another challenge is all these damn
cables everywhere. We are completely nude, however we have cables running everywhere at the moment because we don't have extra money to buy equipment yet. I mean, come on, let's be real.
I think I have a cable in my butt.
So mister, what do you think sets the Naked Truth apart from any other podcast we've heard?
That it's actually us for real hanging out naked. Like that's kind of different, and that it's not really just going to be a one trick pony. Like there's going to be several subjects. It can be honestly whatever we feel like talking about. Just basically we just want it to be a friendly conversation, maybe with some tips, some things that we've done,
things we've found that works and maybe not
for us,
not worked, don't recommend.
Right.
Yeah, totally.
And I guess from there we kind of make an awkward transition to the getting to know us section. Let's see, and we can kind of I'm going to have to I had to make a clip there so I can edit this out too. I know that section there. Yeah, now that you know a little bit about us, let's rewind the clock a moment to when it was just a little spark in our mind. Oh, you're hitting everything again. Oh my God, this is going to be such a wreck.
Absolutely, the origin story is where it all began, from late night conversations to the aha moment that birthed this podcast.
In case you can't tell, we have notes.
Trying to keep each other on point. Okay.
It's not working very well. That's us being real.
So,
hey, whoa, you're really loud again.
Sorry about that. Getting to know us. I'm going to give you a little overview of our background and our interests. Maybe you'll have something in common. Maybe not. But some of my hobbies include nature, family time. I like to do artsy stuff with the kids, even though it kind of sends him into shock sometimes. We like date nights, and we like new adventures with each other. And we are both big animal lovers. So we have a small zoo at our home. And so, lastly, I would say we do love a good movie night as well. Now, anything you want to add?
Yeah, I mean, I guess kind of you could say like my hobby is hobbies. It's
100%.
It's like every 3 or 4 months I completely switch gears and jump to something completely different. It's been music, it's been photography, it's been woodworking, it's been resin casting, it's been guns, it's back to music stuff a little bit, it's back to photography. It just kind of always changes. But yeah, I mean, like, we do a lot of hiking, try to do kayaking, kind of like to go hang out in the mountains or in the woods. It's just, you know, away from society, civilization.
Yep. We both really enjoy listening to podcasts like the Mr. mentioned earlier. And we'd like to listen to all different kinds. True crime. What's that crap you listen to?
Oh, it's all the like, crypto.
The crypto. I'm sorry. Crypto fans. Yes, that stuff.
I like ghosts.
The monsters. Unknown, I guess. But anyways, maybe some parenting ones here and there. And we're trying to bring some of the things that we've enjoyed from other podcasts. We're trying to incorporate that into ours so that people enjoy listening to ours.
We may have to do a segment on naked crimes. Like things that, that could be fun.
Would you like to share some of the motivations for starting our podcast together and some of the exciting topics that we're going to be exploring?
Yeah, I don't know. I just kind of thought it'd be fun to do just a casual approach to, you know, all sorts of life topics just from normal people like us. Like, we're not, so we don't have any kind of professional background or anything that has jack shit to do with, like, like family, you know, planning or anything. It's just us learning as we go and, you know, what to do, what not to do. And we thought maybe sharing a little bit of just real talk with people can, you know, maybe let somebody feel like, hey, we can relate, or, oh, wow, I'm not alone.
You exactly. Know? Yeah. I think we are both devoted to spending time with each other. And this is just a new way that we found that we're going to get a little deeper. And if it does help someone else, great. If it doesn't, then at least we're bringing ourselves closer together, you know? We're
right,
bringing
yeah.
us.
And I just wanted it to be real authentic. Like, it's just...
Yeah.
It's raw. It's real. It is what it is. Like, honestly, I may not edit all these stumbles out just because that kind of seems like a... Like, it goes against the whole principle of what we were doing.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, maybe we should just leave the first episode raw.
Yeah. Speaking of beginnings in the first episode, our journey led us to explore not just the podcast concept, but also what makes each of us tick.
Yeah, so she handed me notes, and she just hands stuff to me. And I'm supposed to read. That's right. As we dive into getting to know us better, you'll discover the eclectic mix that fuels our banter
Mm-mm.
and discussion.
That doesn't sound like anything you would say.
No, that doesn't. That doesn't. So, no. Basically, I'm going to say, you know
Scratch
what?
That.
Right, yeah, because that's not real. I lost our spot. So this is where...
Why? Okay, hey, yeah. How about this? Why are we recording the podcast in our bed right now in the nude?
Because I like hanging out with you naked.
Well, obviously.
I mean, that's cool.
I say because it's our most comfortable place. I mean, it's anybody's most comfortable place. I look forward to my bed every day. This is our space, by the way. So we like to lock our door and create this safe space for us together. This is where we can come together in many different ways.
Right. Yeah. And it's, you know, it's kind of the only quiet room in the entire house because, like we said, it's a zoo and thing one and thing two are run amok.
That's
constantly.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be surprised if we had a knock at the door at some point during this episode.
I will yell at them.
That's
my advice as a parent. Just scream. And
that
yell.
Is totally not what we do, by the way.
It's not.
It is not. So, what are some of our themes that we're looking towards talking about in these different episodes, Mister?
I guess, like, you know, some parenting tips, some things that you and I have done that kind of brought us closer. Because, like, over the past, I don't know, 3-4 years.
I've got a few years. Yeah, that's
yeah.
What, that's
we're probably closer now than we have been
in our entire marriage.
In our entire marriage, yeah. Like, it's just kind of we, I guess, metaphorically, like, dropped everything and just said, "Hey, look, we're not hiding anything," and just completely opened up and became transparent with each other about everything, and like it really led to like a lot of growth, like personal wise. And I guess, what was it, 2 years ago, I kind of went crazy and I was like, I'm going on a personal growth journey. And I started reading into like everything, kind of unpacking the craziness that's in my head all the time, and kind of figured all that out. So it'll be kind of that kind of stuff. And then, you know, we thought just some fun, like nonsense crap, like at home date nights, games. Like we may do even like a episode where we get a bunch of different drink recipes and try those out and do the reviews, movie reviews. I mean, I like, it's kind of anything goes.
Anything. The sky is the limit. We have no limits. I think we've talked about too, maybe some special features for some of our listeners. Like we've discussed the whole Patreon idea and being able to offer maybe more of our after dark content there, you know, maybe a little bit more behind the scenes as far as how we incorporate being nude into our everyday lives.
Yeah, and like that can kind of have, you know, there's, you know, basically no rules there. I mean, it can be just off the chains. Like there's nothing.
And maybe taking more
just very laid back
listener suggestions as well.
Right, right.
Like, what do you want to hear about? Yeah.
And then I guess that's kind of on that part, and then we can kind of explain the whole naked vibe and like the symbolism behind the naked truth. Like, I mean, for me, it's very two ways. One, we're just going to kind of tell you like it is for us, and we're hanging out naked while we're doing it. So there's the literal
meaning of it. The literal nakedness and also the metaphorical nakedness.
Yeah, because like, I don't know, you know, in all honesty, it sounds kind of silly, but when you're hanging out naked and having a conversation, you do tend to be a little bit more open, or I found that was it for us. Like, it was, I don't know, like, I guess it kind of opens up the vulnerability in more than one way, and you're kind of just more, you know, raw about what you're saying.
Yep, I totally agree. There's nothing to hide behind, so, except all these cords, of course. So
it's kind of cold in here today too.
Yeah, no, that's why I'm under the blanket.
I'm not.
Yeah, so we do encourage our listeners to join in this journey and be part of our conversations. We want to hear what does everybody else want
to
hear.
Yeah, hey, just hang out naked, listen to us.
Yeah. We want to be open, honest.
Yeah, I mean, like, if anybody has any kind of questions or anything, you know, you can email us. All the contact information and everything is in our, it'll be in the description of the episode. Email, social media, all that.
Any suggestions, recommendations, because this is our, you know, first time to try a podcast. Yeah. So
that kind of explains a little bit of the awkwardness, but, you know, it'll get smoother.
It'll get there. While we're kind of wrapping it up, we did want to provide y'all with a little teaser for our next episode, which we're going to be talking about the benefits of nudity. We're going to be talking about what are the benefits of spending time in the nude and kind of, you know, summarize our decision to embrace it, look at some of the science, those health and personal benefits, and how we've made it to where we are now.
Right. I mean, and we're not like full-fledged nudists. We just hang out naked.
We just like to, you know,
whenever we can,
as much as possible. It just really feels like you kind of take the weight of the world off when you're getting to lie there in your own bed.
Yeah. I mean, it's almost like when you take off the clothes, you take off the stress of the day.
Yeah. Yeah. And we have seen it, and scientifically, you know, supposed to increase your confidence and, you know, your body image of yourself, and also better sleep, by the way.
Right. And there's, you know, like you get a lot more vitamin D absorption, like it's better for your skin. There's
all kinds of things.
Yeah, several things. Circulation is better, your, like I said, skin just is, quality goes up. Man, there's a lot of benefits, and it's
So we're going to be talking about all those kinds of benefits. We're going to do some more research before next episode on the different benefits of spending time in the nude. So we would love to hear from our listeners about your journey. If you have any experience in this, anything to add?
Yeah, like I said, you know, feel free to reach out to us, and you know, we'd like to have advice to actually make this what people would want to hear, not necessarily what we want to say. So, like, my whole thing is I would like for this to actually kind of become a community type thing. You know, just a group of friends being able to hang out, talk to each other, bounce. I mean, because, you know, that's where I get my best advice, is from talking to other people. So, like, you know, we want it to be an open line of conversation. And I really personally hate social media, but I'm going to try my best to
be... He's going to try to embrace it.
I'm going to try to be active and talk to people on here, or from here, you know, but just bear with me if I don't respond quickly, because honestly, it just kind of... with social media, but you know,
but we're gonna try, our best. So before we wrap this up, we want to give out a huge thanks to everyone who's joined us so far on the first leg of our journey.
Yeah, and you know, I know if every podcast in the world says it, subscribe, rate, because I mean, that'll help us grow. And if you think there's potential for us to offer value to you or anyone that you may know, share the word. Like, it would be awesome. We would just, you know, like to maybe help somebody. And, you know, we really want to keep the conversation going. And, you know, would love for everybody to kind of stay in. So if you could review and kind of give us some
feedback
and everything. And, you know, come back and join us more for some more naked truths. All right. Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye.
And remember, life's too short to keep your clothes on.
So, until next time,
keep it real and keep it nude.